Welcome to your Daily Cup of Inspiration podcast with Deanna Hobbs, founder of Empowering Everyday Women Ministries, broadcasting live from our headquarters studios in Buffalo, New York. Visit us online at empoweringeverydaywomen.org.
Today's inspiration is to admonish you to expect supernatural provision in unexpected places. Have you ever found yourself in the midst of a spiritual drought, standing at the edge of need, gazing into the vast expanse of uncertainty, wondering where your next blessing, your next answer, your next deliverance will come from? In these moments, when the path ahead is as parched and barren as a desert, our God, the commander of the universe, steps in to reveal his glory and provision in ways that defy human understanding and natural laws. And that's what he's about to do for you. Welcome to this your Friday, April 19th, 2024 edition of your Daily Cup of Inspiration podcast. My name is Deanna Hobbs, your bestie from Buffalo, your sister from another mister, your faith activator, bringing you the biggest smiles and the warmest greetings ever. Can you hear me grinning? I promise I'm flashing all 32 teeth. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I am happy as ever to be with you in the studio. You know, I love you so, so much. And so I'm privileged to be chatting with you on this rainy and mild morning here in the Queen City, where we're expecting a high of 56 degrees, but a low of 42 degrees tonight. So if you're one of my Buffalo besties, get a jacket because it's going to cool down significantly tonight. But hey, I'm not complaining, bestie, because here in Buffalo, it could be snowing tomorrow. You never know. But whatever the weather, we are blessed. Amen. Not just blessed, but blessed to be a blessing, which is exactly what my wonderful, supportive faith community is doing through our Hope for Haiti campaign that I recently introduced. And if you've been following along, you've heard me talk about how my heart is just broken over the political unrest, the surging gang violence, and hunger overtaking our precious Haitian brothers and sisters. And God led me to launch the Hope for Haiti campaign through our 501c3 nonprofit organization, Empowering Everyday Women, where our team is on the ground providing relief and aid. And let me stop and say, your generosity has been inspiring, overwhelming. I don't really know how to articulate in words or utter the depth of my gratitude for your obedience to God and how much you, like me, care and want to be a blessing. And the issues are ongoing. Just last month, the U.S. government refused to release $40 million in assistance despite the dire need and instability there in Haiti, bestie, which could have contributed to the security. And then it was reported just yesterday that the current administration sent about 50 Haitians back to their country, marking the first deportation flight in several months to the Caribbean nation that is struggling with severe hunger and violence. The Homeland Security Department said in a statement that it will, quote, continue to return non-citizens who do not establish a legal basis to remain in the United States. So they are being transferred from the U.S. into Haiti, where it is unstable and folks are severely suffering. You know, sometimes when we hear of difficult things going on in the world around us, it can feel like we're powerless, but we're not. We can give hope to women, children, and families in need. So whatever you can contribute to our Hope for Haiti campaign at empoweringeverydaywomen.org, do it. Let the Lord speak to your heart. No gift is too big or too small, but every gift is 100% tax deductible. I just love helping others, don't you? It pleases God when we do so. It also pleases God when testimonies like this are shared from our precious Daily Cup faith community. Charmaine from Vermont wrote into the ministry about her mother, Tara, and an exciting new development in mom's life. This is what she said. "Dear Deanna, for years I've been reaching out to your ministry, asking for prayers for my mother, Tara. She's battled with alcoholism for as long as I can remember, and because of it, my brother and I were placed into foster care when I was just 10 years old. Growing up, I carried a heavy burden of resentment toward her, but as I grew in my faith and forged a strong connection with Jesus, I was able to release that bitterness and earnestly pray for her redemption. Despite the passage of time, I hadn't seen any change, and it sometimes felt like my prayers were in vain. However, last year, my mother agreed to enter a treatment program. That wasn't all. She began reading your Daily Cup devotions and, in a beautiful turn of events, gave her life to Christ. Oh my, now she's consistently attending AA meetings and is truly making strides in both her walk with Jesus and our mother-daughter relationship. I can't thank you enough for the encouragement and prayers you've provided. You've helped reignite hope in me during times when it seemed completely extinguished. With gratitude, Charmaine." Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. He still saves. I'm excited down in my soul. Bestie, you know how emotional I get over testimonies. They just stir my spirit. I'm so deeply grateful. Jesus said in Luke 15 and 10, "I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repents." So Charmaine, if they're rejoicing in heaven, you better believe that the Daily Cup family and I, we are rejoicing here on earth with you. Can we get a good sanctified Holy Ghost filled praise break right here?
And inspiring testimonies like this remind us that God is transforming lives through this ministry. We are grateful for your support that keeps these broadcasts available online as a free resource to help others grow in their faith. If you are being blessed and you believe in our mission to share the gospel, sow a seed of any size at empoweringeverydaywomen.org/donate. Thank you for your generosity.
"For my soul delights in the Lord," thank you, Jesus, "and rejoices in the God of our salvation." I am ready to hear this word from the Lord today, which is an audio companion to the written devotion currently available on my official blog at yourdailycupofinspiration.com. This broadcast, by the way, and every single one like it, is available as a free resource wherever podcasts are heard. Let's get into it, but first a prayer. God, thank you for your goodness, for your grace, for your anointing, for your saving power, and for the way you will minister through this word to the person you've sent here to press play. Please anoint my lips and penetrate the hearts of your people as they receive what you have given me to say. In Jesus' name, we thank you in advance. Amen and amen. So, bestie, last fall in October, as the world around me seemed to wither in the stillness of my bedroom amidst the quiet stirrings of dawn, my soul found release in a torrent of tears. This emotional outpouring was not just a sudden deluge. It was a much-needed rain, quenching the dry ground of my heart, marking the end of a harrowing ordeal and the beginning of a renewed calling. What do I mean by this? Well, for those who have journeyed with me, you may recall me mentioning that special day last year, 2023, when for the first time in years, I stood before an audience in person, sharing my story, not merely with words, but with a heart resurgent and a spirit emboldened by the faithfulness of God. I had not ministered in person since 2019, and many times Satan had whispered, "Your ministry is over. You will never get another opportunity to minister before an audience." And for a season, that deceptive lie seemed all too true. But by the grace of God, in that sacred space of divine opportunity back in October, surrounded by the warmth and grace of kindred spirits, I felt the breath of life reawaken my purpose. And after enduring the desolation of a traumatic brain injury, a wilderness that threatened to silence my voice and steal my destiny, I experienced a divine downpour of restoration. For those of you in my Daily Cup family who have been following along with my journey, as you know, there was a time when I could not say a lot of different words, and God challenged me to come and talk on my podcast without a script and to allow you to hear the natural flow of my brain, the way I would pronounce words or mispronounce them, and not to edit myself at all. And it was funny a lot of times. It was unpredictable, but it was difficult. And I remember how embarrassed I would be when I would stumble or just lose my train of thought. And I was like, God, why are you having me do this? People are going to run away and I'm a mess. But you stayed right here and told me how much my transparency and vulnerability blessed you. And now, bestie, I am able to speak fluently and words just roll off my tongue. But a couple weeks ago, I was in the kitchen with my husband, Kenya, and our children, and we were talking about something, and I stumbled on a word that I could not say. And I wish I could remember what it was so I could attempt it for you today. And I got so tickled. I remember there was a time when if I couldn't say a word because there were so many stumbles and so many setbacks that I was dealing with and coping with at the same time, it would hurt me and I would be so sad and devastated and I would cry. But this particular time, it was funny to me because it's so rare that my brain and my tongue do not align. And so I thank God that He's given me the ability to speak once again and to communicate effectively and to be able to read a devotion without having to stop constantly and stumble over it. God's grace is so amazing and apparent in our lives. And I'm so glad that I was willing to obey Him and just to unmask myself, to be honest and vulnerable about where I was, because God knew that He was going to bring me through that supernaturally. And the way He restored my speech, it was during prayer. His anointing hit me so hard. And He said, "Woman, thou art loosed." And He loosed my tongue in my bedroom. Oh, bless the name of our great God. I feel churchy. I feel churchy. I feel like picking them up and putting them down. And glory to God. He loosed my tongue and things I had not been able to say for years. Sheesh! See, I done worked myself up. God restored my speech back to me instantaneously. He is a restorer. He is a miracle worker. And so you might be facing something today and wrestling with something. God sent this girl from Buffalo, New York to let you know that you've got to expect supernatural blessings from unexpected places. When you least expect it, that's when God's going to show up. Just trust in His faithfulness in the meantime. Keep being obedient to Him and following Him, and surely He will bless you indeed. See, I didn't mean to say all that. And that is not in the written devotion. That was off the cuff. So sometimes I get a little happy in the audio devotion and I don't follow my script, but it was confirmation that the worst of my storm was over. And though there was progress yet to be made and milestones yet to be reached, right? I knew God had nurtured me back to wholeness through seeking His face and His word. You know, before deliverance manifested, bestie, when the "Why me, Lord?" echoed in my mind and I grappled with a condition that ravaged the very faculties I needed for ministry, God orchestrated a constellation of care around me. Even when the soil of my situation seemed infertile and arid, He was weaving a narrative of triumph. Oh, thank you, Jesus. My struggle with global aphasia, an affliction that disrupted my ability to communicate, became a canvas for God's grace. Where my capabilities ended, His supernatural provision began like a stream in the desert, unexpected and life-giving. As I think about it, my soul just magnifies the Lord. Bestie, every time I share my story, I do so as a testament to a God who fills our emptiness, who turns our mourning into dancing, and who brings forth water in our desert, just as He restored my speech in my room and then renewed my calling in a room filled with His precious and receptive children last October. He sent me to tell you He will restore, renew, and replenish you in your dry places as well. Who did God send me for today? Our God is unchanging in His character, unwavering in His care, and unmatched in His ability to provide for our needs. He is the God who meets us in our brokenness, who transforms our trials into testimonies, and who ensures that our journey through the wilderness leads us to a place of abundance and purpose. No matter what you're facing, friend, you can trust that God will provide in ways as unexpected as they are miraculous. For a moment, if you will, consider the prophet Elijah, a bold voice of truth in a time of idolatry, called to deliver a message that would bring the nation of Israel to its knees. In 1 Kings 17, we find Elijah standing before the throne of wicked King Ahab, declaring a drought upon the land, a divine consequence for the king's sin of idol worship. But God, who is rich in mercy and abounding in provision, made a way for His servant, the prophet. He directed Elijah to the Kereth Ravine, where He summoned the birds to become the prophet's butlers. "I have commanded the ravens to feed you there," said the Lord in verse 4. Now, let's pause and ponder the marvel of this divine directive, shall we? Ravens, the ebony heralds of creation, are known for their keen intelligence and are often seen as scavengers. These birds, crafted by the master's hand, are typically observed in their quest to find sustenance, not to provide it. In fact, their reputation for thievery is so well recognized that in a report as recent as 2021 by the Associated Press, shoppers at an Alaska Costco witnessed these crafty creatures pilfering food right from their carts. One man, Bestie, recounted how he was accosted by these raven thieves who boldly claimed a short rib from his grocery haul in the Costco parking lot. Imagine, these same birds known to steal a meal were now appointed by God to deliver one to His chosen prophet. Oh, what a divine reversal. What a holy contradiction. Herein lies the essence of the miraculous, that the same God who quiets the raging seas, who parts the impenetrable waters, and who brings sight to the blind eyes, chose to display His sovereignty by commanding these unlikely messengers to serve Elijah. Before there was ever meals on wheels, there was meals on wings. This is a bold display of God's unsearchable greatness, that He can bend the will of nature, redirect the instincts of His creatures, and overturn the order of the cosmos to meet the needs of His children. The ravens, acting under the divine command, became purveyors of provision, bringing bread and meat to Elijah morning and evening. This is our God, flexing both His goodness and His godness, demonstrating that He is not bound by the natural order or the expectations of man. He is the God who commands favor and blessings to chase you down, to overtake you, and to manifest even through the hands or beaks of those you would least expect. Oh, but that's not all. Just when Elijah might have grown accustomed to the raven's delivery, Bestie, in this same 17th chapter of 1 Kings, God stirred the waters of provision once again. He commanded a widow, a woman marked by poverty and preparing for her last meal, to sustain the prophet in verses 7 through 16. From the depths of her lack, God brought forth abundance, proving that he is the source and the resource, the provision and the provider, the sustenance and the strength, the promise and the fulfillment. Friend, are you not in awe of God? He is the way, the truth, and the light, the very essence of all that we need and more. He is the one who commands the universe to realign for the sake of his beloved. He is the one who can take the birds known to steal and transform them into carriers of generosity. He is the one who whispers life into dry bones in the valley. I feel like preaching. Transforming a graveyard into an army ready to march at his command in Ezekiel 37, 1 through 10. He is the one who turns water into wine, revealing the abundance of his provision in John 2 and 1 through 11. He is the one who makes the sun stand still for Joshua, who commands the very heavens to pause, granting victory to his faithful in Joshua 10. He is the one who brings forth bread from heaven to feed the hungry masses, who rains down manna as a testament to his daily unfailing care in Exodus 16. And he is the one who yet stands ready, willing, and able to provide all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, according to Philippians 4:19. So let us hold fast to the promise that our God is commanding his blessings upon us. Even now, God is flinging wide the windows of heaven and showering us with abundance. Even now, God is redeeming the time, restoring what we lost, and bestowing a double portion. Even now, God is aligning the perfect circumstances to unfold his divine plan in your life. Even now, God is knitting together a testimony from fragments of our ruins, crafting beauty from ashes. Even now, somebody slip up that hand and say, even now, he's doing it for me. Oh, yes, he is. In the tapestry of the divine, bestie, our Lord emerges not only as the commander of the cosmos, but also as the ultimate promise keeper. When he speaks, his words are not idle. They are seeds of certainty planted in the fertile ground of his faithfulness. So expect provision, for God has declared it so. And if the Lord said it, you can rely on it. He will do just what he said. So, friend, God's message to us today is that we are in covenant with him, our supreme provider who promises to take care of us always. He wants us to expect blessings in unexpected places. You know, throughout this scripture, we encounter a series of divine covenants, right? Solemn agreements that God has made with his people. These covenants range from his promise to Noah to never again flood the earth, to his covenant with Abraham to make him the father of many nations. God's covenants extend through the giving of the law to the children of Israel, to his eternal priesthood covenant with Aaron and his descendants, and to the promise of an everlasting kingdom through David's lineage. One of the lesser known yet profoundly significant of these is the covenant of salt. For example, when God established kingship over Israel with David, he did so with a covenant of salt, according to 2 Chronicles 13:5. This type of covenant symbolized an unbreakable bond, one that, like salt's preserving properties, would endure through time and remain incorruptible. This enduring promise found its ultimate fulfillment in Jesus Christ, the Son of David, who reigns as the eternal King of all kings. Your heavenly Father has made an assurance that is etched in the annals of biblical history that he is steadfastly faithful to those who are devoted to him. Should you find yourself in need, whatever that need may be, take heart, for you belong to God, the covenant keeper. He is the mender of brokenness, the replenisher of what is lacking, the designer of unique solutions. As a citizen of the kingdom and a member of his divine family, you are part of a covenant with the Father, and he is faithful to honor it. God keeps every promise. If he has spoken it, it will surely come to pass. Trust in him. Set aside the burdens of your circumstances, for you serve the ultimate provider, the maker of ways, the opener of doors, the healer of bodies, the one true Savior. Your life Even when it seems disarrayed, I can tell you from experience, it is held securely in the hands of God, the keeper of the covenant, who has you covered. And never forget that the covenant we hold dear today is not founded on salt, but on something far greater, the blood of Jesus Christ. His supreme sacrifice grants us access to an inheritance that cannot spoil or fade, to provision that is everlasting, and to promises that are unshakable. Let us stand firm in faith, knowing that he who commands the ravens also commands the winds of favor to blow upon our lives. Let us rejoice in the assurance that he is actively working on our behalf. Expect supernatural provision, blessing in unexpected places, because in the economy of heaven, for those who walk uprightly, there is no shortage, no lack. For God's word says, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly, according to Psalm 84 and 11. That scripture is the sweetener I'm stirring into your cup of inspiration. And as you savor this anointed cup full of the prophetic promises of God, be assured that the Lord will command his blessings to fall like rain, to spring forth like rivers in the desert, to emerge like manna from heaven. Rejoice in knowing that the same God who fed Elijah by the brook is the same God watching over you. May you rest in his sovereignty as you await the supernatural provision he has ordained for your life. Now let's pray. God, I pray for this, my sister, this, my brother. We stand in gratitude for your boundless provision and your command over all creation. We thank you for the miraculous ways you meet our needs and shower us with favor. Help us to always remember that you are our source and sustainer, the giver of every good and perfect gift. May our hearts remain open to the unexpected ways you choose to provide, and may our lips be filled with praise for the wonders you perform. In the name of Jesus, the bread of life and our ultimate provision, we pray. Amen and amen.
Your daily cup of inspiration has been brought to you by Empowering Everyday Women Ministries, where we fuel your faith every day. For more information, log on to yourdailycupofinspiration.com.